Leading the news, the bodies of three election workers have been found in Afghanistan after the weekend's presidential election, taking the death toll to 25. Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission says the three workers were kidnapped during voting. NATO officials say there were nearly 500 violent incidents during the poll after Taliban militants vowed to disrupt the vote. Officials say voter turnout was about 40% and counting is now underway. Greens leader Bob Brown will use his first meeting with the Prime Minister this week to push for territories to have the right to legalise euthanasia. Senator Brown says he'll introduce a bill to return the rights of territories to legalise euthanasia. Qantas passengers and crew have launched Australia's biggest compensation claim over a flight which was forced to make an emergency landing. The 2008 flight from Singapore to Perth plunged twice during the flight, injuring 100 crew and passengers. The claim is against Airbus on the grounds of psychological trauma. Indian police say a gang of criminals was most likely responsible for a gun attack on a tourist bus in New Delhi. Two Taiwanese tourists were injured when motorcyclists opened fire on tourists outside Delhi's main mosque. A group called the Indian Mujahideen claimed responsibility for the attack. And US officials say the ruptured BP oil well that caused America's worst environmental disaster has finally been sealed. A pressure test shows a cement plug installed in the Gulf of Mexico rig is holding.